they issued from Buddha's forest between Aibo. Everyone could see many things. And about this miraculous sight, Manjushri is asking Maitreya Bodhisattva, asking Manjushri why this kind of miraculous sight appears. And still, we have several, about more than 10 yathas about dark sight. Page 14, number 36 some again offer in presence of Jina and the assemblage of disciples gifts in food hard and soft, food and drink, medicaments for the sick in plenty and abundance, Some again offered in the presence of Jinas. Jinas is Buddha, and the assemblage of disciples, gifts consisting in food hard and soft, food or delicacies to sip and to eat. Hard and soft means, you know, something to chew and something to sip. And hard and soft. Soft means, you know, something like soup. And food and drink. Meat and drink. Here it says that food and drink, because in this translation it is translated in food and soft, in food hard and soft. So it says food here, so. So that he may not repeat the same word he translated it in food. But the first food is dishes and delicacies. Something to chew, something to sip. And food and drink. This food is various food to eat, and food and drink like wine or lemonade. Food and drink. So repetition. Medicaments for the sick in plenty and abundance. and number 37, others offer in the presence of Jinas, and the assemblage of disciples, hundreds of cottages of clothes, worth thousands of cottages, and garments of priceless value. This is may not be no need to explain. And number 38, they bestow in the presence of sunyatas hundreds of cottages of monasteries, hundreds of cottages of monasteries, which they have caused to be built. Caused to be built of precious substances and sandalwood, and which are furnished with numerous lodgings couches. Hundreds cottages of monasteries like Tasaha, hundreds of cottages of monasteries, which they have caused to be built of precious substances like various jewels and stones, and sandalwood, and which are furnished with numerous lodgings or couches. Lodging or couches, this is rather important words which appears many and many times in various scriptures. This is one of the five materials to offer to Buddha. Bed. And these lodgings include something like bed, you know. You put, mats on some, what do you call it? Something which has legs, four legs, and you put mats on it. It includes mats and bed cover and pillow and cushion or bed cover is some textile, and cushion which you have cotton or stuffing in it, and pillow, and something to sometimes to sit on. So it is something like couch. It includes those things. and furnished with numerous bedding or couches. And monks or priests are prohibited to use some expensive ones. We should not use. Material made of sheep or sheep leather, sheep, what do you call sheep?
Wool.
Not wool. Skin.
Yeah.
But in some country like Tibet, it is allowed to use skin. And if we change it, so soon it is a violence of the precepts. We should not change in 6 years at least. And we are supposed to use same bed for 30 years. but this is, we do not, nowadays we do not observe strictly this kind of rules, but in old time they had very strict rules about food and bed and lodging. Here, they see various monasteries built of precious jewels and sandalwood. This is, of course, not real story. The next one, some present and some present the leader of men. Some present the leader of men and their disciples with neat and lovely garden, bounding with fruits and beautiful flowers, to serve as place of daily recreation. Some present the leader of them, of men. Leader of men is, of course, Buddha. And their disciples with neat and lovely gardens, abounding with fruits and beautiful flowers, like maybe like Church Creek. abounding with fruits and beautiful flowers, to serve as a place of daily recreation. This is, it looks, this translation looks like very, very picnic-like. But it is not actually so. After they, after after they make after they have begging, in midnight, midday, when it is very hot, they rest fire at some someone's garden. it is very good to, you know, to rest, having something good which is offered by the by the owner of the house or garden. And putting, you know, heavy things aside and rest under the tree and have something good. And this is our custom, you know. Maybe in Japan we do this also. When it is very cold, we may be introduced in some warm room where there is a lot of charcoal fire, and they may serve mochi with plenty of sugar and sometimes New Year dishes. And fire, we can rest at that home. So this is a kind of maybe recreation. Place of daily recreation. It is the place of afternoon recreation, maybe. Afternoon rest. It does not mean to have, you know, to rest, to have good time all day long, you know, just after. having hard practice of baking. Fire, when it is, only when it is hot, they would rest under some, at someone's home. They could see the priest and Buddha and his disciples resting at some form, beautiful form, home. The next one, when they have, with joyful feelings, made such various and splendid donations, they rose their energy in order to obtain enlightenment. Those are those who try to reach supreme enlightenment by means of charitableness. Here in this gyata, Lord is not described, but Lord is here. When Buddha, people who met with Buddha most of them wanted to be his disciple, if possible. But those who cannot be his disciple would contribute something. And that is actually what they did. So, when they have, with joyful feeling, with meeting Buddha, with encountering Buddha, means that when they have, with joyful feeling, made such various and splendid donation, they cannot be, because they couldn't be his disciples. He donated, they donated something instead of being his disciples. They rose their energy in order to obtain enlightenment. So, anyway, he wanted to participate in Buddha's work and to feel better. That is what really means. Those who try to reach supreme enlightenment by means of charitableness, this is very, it is more natural, it is like if we describe this way, it is something like special practice to attain enlightenment. It is so. It was so for the Bodhisattva. Bodhisattva had six paramita. Dana paramita, Sila paramita, Ksanti, or patience paramita, or zeal paramita. Dhirya paramita. And fifth one is meditation, dhyana paramita. And the sixth one is so-called prajna paramita. Those are bodhisattva's practice. But this kind of practice they did more naturally. The later we count six prajna paramita, like six prajna paramita, or four practice of bodhisattva. The number 41. Others set forth the law of quietness, the law of quietness, by many myriads of illustrations and proofs. They preach it to thousands of cottages of living beings. There are, and these are tending to supreme enlightenment by science. By wisdom. It says by science. Very modern. This is science. S-C-I-E-N-C-E. Enlightenment by wisdom. Hmm. just, you know, others set forth the law of quietness, law of quiet. We should be quiet, first of all. Before you practice anything, you, first of all, you, we should be quiet. That is meditation. By many myriads of illustrations and proofs, if you sit quiet, you will be like this. This is proof. And how you keep quiet. That is illustration. They preached to thousands of quarters of living beings. Just to sit is to preach Buddha's teaching to every being. Those are tending to supreme enlightenment by wisdom. The 42, there are sons of the Sunyata who try to reach enlightenment by wisdom. They understand the law of indifference and avoid acting at the antinomy of things, attached like birds in the sky. There are sons of Sunyata who try to reach enlightenment by wisdom, to have perfect wisdom, by having perfect wisdom. They understand the law of the indifference. Indifference means non-action, non-thinking, non-activity. Dhamma, or law of indifference, law of non-action, and avoid acting at the antinomy, dualistic activity. Unattached like a bird in the sky. Like a bird in the sky. We say, bird flies like bird, fish swim like fish. That is that. Number 43. Further, I see I means Maitreya, Bodhisattva. Further, I see of Monju Gosha. Monju Gosha is Monju Shri. Further, I see of Monju Gosha many Bodhisattvas who have displayed steadiness under the rule of departed sphere, and now are worshipping the lyrics of the genus. We have seen already many things. First of all, we saw we saw many Buddhas entering meditation. And we saw this earth was shaking in six ways. And we saw a ray issued from the Buddha's forehead. And we saw our incarnations, people's incarnation, incarnated in six states of living being. Starting from heaven, human, and animal, asura, hungry ghost, hell, these six worlds. And we saw also bodhisattvas who are practicing we saw a Buddha in each world, and we heard the law preached by them. And we saw the Buddha's congregation, monks, nuns, male and female, lay devotees. And we saw bodhisattvas who are helping others. And here we saw Buddha finally taking Nibbana. And last one will be the stupas and mount. Building stupas and mound for Buddha, and worshipping Buddha's tomb, graveyard. And this is the whole story of this sutta. I see thousands of cottages of stupas, numerous as the sand of Gangas, which have been laid by those sons of Jina, and now adorn cottages of ground. In each world, there is Buddha. In each innumerable world, there is Buddha. And who took final Nibbana? And who adored the cottages of land with this kind of stupa? A stupa is Buddha's disciples, Buddha did not encourage them to make stupa, but some of them actually, when some nun passed away, they built one stupa for the nun. But mostly stupa was built by Mahayana Buddhists, mostly. And we have a certain form in the building, way of building stupas. It is something which is round, underneath the roof. It's umbrella to protect Buddha's to mount, and on which we have center of the umbrella. If you go to Japan center, you will see the stupa. The top of the building, there it's we call it green nine rings. That is the symbol of center of the center of the umbrella. And center of the building, there supposed to be Sharira of Buddha. Those magnificent stupas made of seven precious substances, with their thousands of coats of umbrellas and banners, measure in height no less than 5,000 yojanas and 2,000 in circumference. Number 46. They are always decorated with flags, multitude of bells. It's constantly heard sounding, men, gods, goblins, and titans pay their worship with flowers, perfumes, and music. Men, gods, we already explained, men, devas, goblins, and goblins, yakshas, and titans, dasets, rakshas. Lassets, titans. I don't know whether we had it before. Lassets. Lassets are diverse who divorce human human being. Sucking our blood and eating our flesh. They are rakshas. And it is supposed to be thousand of the Indic. Maybe they are supposed to be the island where many Rakshas were living. That island could be Ceylon Island. There were 500 of merchants who wanted to cross the ocean. But by the hurricane or by the storm, they were drifted to the island of Raksha, Raksha. But they disguised themselves as a decent people, and they invited the merchant to a beautiful castle. But at the midnight, they climbed up to the wall of the castle, and they saw another castle, and they more climbed up higher and peeped in the inside of the castle, where many Rakshas get rid of divine human beings. Some were still alive. So he was very much frightened, and they discussed how to escape from the castle. And fortunately, they could get out of the castle. This kind of story is told in some Buddhist scriptures. It is said. I haven't read it. That is nothing. When you recite, you know, this sutta, Yasha Rasets, you know, Yasha and Rasets always get together and frighten us. Yasha Rasets. Number 46. They are always. Number 47. Such honor do the son of the son of the Sunyata render to relics of the genus so that all directions of the space are brightened as by the celestial coral trees in full blossom. Number 48, from this spot I behold all this. Those numerous cottages of creatures, both this world and heaven, were covered with flowers, owing to the single ray set forth by the Jina. Those were seen by the people who gathered at the Rajagriha. When the day issued from Buddha's heart, oh, how powerful is the leader of men, how extensive and bright is his knowledge, that a single being darted by him over the world renders visible so many thousands of beings. We are astonished at seeing this sign, and this wonder, so great, so incomprehensible, explain me the matter, O Manjushri, the son of Buddha, anxious to know it. The four classes of the congregation in joyful expectation gaze on thee, O hero, and on me, gladden their hearts, remove their doubts, grant a liberation, O son of Siddhartha. 52. Why is it that Siddhartha has now emitted such a light? Oh, how great is the power of the leader of men? Oh, how extensive and holy is this knowledge? 53. That one day extending from him all over the world makes visible many thousands of trees. It must be for some purpose that this great ray has been emitted. Is the Lord of men to show the primordial law which he, the highest of men, discover on the terrace of enlightenment? Or is he too prophesied the bodhisattvas, their future and destiny? Or is he to prophesy the bodhisattvas, their future and destiny? There must be weighty reason why so many thousands of fees are being rendered visible. Variegated, splendid, and shining with gems, while Buddhas of infinite sight are appearing. Maitreya asked the son of Jina, men, gods, goblins, and titans, the four classes of the congregation are eagerly awaiting what answer. Manjusubara shall give in explanation. Hereupon, Manjushri, the prince royal, addressed Maitreya, the bodhisattva, mahasattva, the whole assembly of bodhisattvas in these words. I must continue. Do you have some question?
What I mean was, you know, don't be bound by, you know, your thinking. You know, when you think, when you reach some conclusion by thinking, you will, you know, definitely, you will have some definite idea of something, a definite conclusion. Actually, that is fine thing to have some definite answer, you think.
Okay.
But that is not possible.
So what should you do?
Huh?
What should you do?
You can think, and thinking will help you. That is, of course, thinking will help you. But that answer could not be definite. You should know that at the same time. So you think, but you are free from thinking. That is what I mean. So two halves, you know, two, we call it double-edged bread. So double-edged. Think. Don't think and think. Two ways, it works two ways. Or double nature, double construction of Buddhist philosophy. Double construction. Thinking construction, non-thinking construction. Some other question?
Last night you mentioned the world of form and the world of desire, the world of form, and the world of no form.
Mm-hmm.
Would you explain what the world of form is and how that differs from the world of desire?
World of desire. The world of attachment. Desire. Mm. To attach to something. So you have desire. World of form is the world, is world as it is. Including desires. We have desires, maybe. Everything has a kind of desire. But if we observe desires as it is, that is also a form world, not desire world. The form of world of no form will be attained in your deep zazen when you do not feel your body, your being. That is part of no form. Those are the words where we, every being exists.
What's the evil one that was in the
sutra
last night?
Hmm?
The evil one that was in the
sutra
last night?
Evil one. Oh. Evil. There are many various beings, good and evil.
You have capital E, capital O, evil one.
Mara.
Mara. Oh, capital. I didn't know. I must find out exactly what it is.
It's on the right side and it's at the top.
Hmm?
I can't remember what
it is. The top of the page.
I don't know the page.
Okay, I will find out. Some other question?
No, she. In Hinduism, they often they worry about good karma and bad karma and collecting merit.
Mm-hmm.
And then Bodhidharma was asked about the emperor asked Bodhidharma about the merit in making many temples.
Mm-hmm.
Bodhidharma said no merit.
Mm-hmm.
In what sense is there a merit in reading a sutra or chanting a sutra?
Zen Buddhist. To sit is to read sutta. You know, we understand oppositely. It is actually we practice our way. Let me explain this point. This is a very good question. This is our attitude towards scripture. For instance, in other schools, they do practice, you know, Lotus Sutra is for instance, Nichiren said, you should read scripture by your body. You should experience it. When he says so, he means, you know, even though he's going to be killed, but sword will be break into, you know, piece by piece. If that kind of thing happens to him, it means that he reads scripture by his experience, by his body. So, but we also say you should read, you know, scripture by your body. But when we mean it, what we mean by that is not only this scripture has eternal truth, universal truth, which is true with this scripture and with Bodhisattva, with various kinds of followers of Buddhism. And this is true with a river and mountain and everything. So to read this scripture by body means to find the truth of it in everything, in everyday activity. You know, there's a big difference. So the merit of reading this scripture is to find the truth of this scripture in our everyday activity, so that we can understand perfectly and better. We read this scripture. To be familiar with the truth. This is our attitude towards scripture. It doesn't mean in this scripture, you know, there's this kind of statement. So we should observe everything, you know, as things described in this scripture.
for building the temple. Building temples is, of course, merit. Not because he built temple, but because his understanding of Buddhism and helping them, that is merit. But without any faith to build a monastery, that is merit. Extremely. this is to say in this way, too much. Real merit is not matter of building temple or not building temple or amount of donation, because small. This is understanding. Am I answering your question?
Roshi? When we chant the Maha Shingyo, in what sense is there merit? And can we give this merit to others?
Yes. To help. If you when you become familiar with the Shingyo, what you will do naturally will express your understanding, your attitude, even though you don't realize it. There are big differences between the people who can recite and who cannot. So of course, that you can recite, or that you recite, will help others. You know, I was from my cabin. When I am resting, there is window, in front of my sink, and you are always bowing before you enter the restroom, you bow, and I don't think you are just doing like this, maybe because you are just accustomed to it. So the moment you go to that place, you bow. But I thought, if someone saw and bowing to that place like this, what kind of feeling there will have? The people may not know what does it mean, but I think you will give them big influence. I think you will not give them bad influence. You just do it. It's very valuable. This is the same thing. Recycling. So, many, like Sariputta, Buddha's disciples converted many learned scholars to Buddhism.
Sariputta compatriots. To Buddhism, when he saw asats, he was walking on the street with a very steady step. So, each one of 250 characters of Prajnaparamita Simeon is Bodhisattva, is Buddha, you say. What it means is not intelligent, more than how we understand. That is this name for us and for others too.